This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Mind the gap. A reminder in the subway here not to stumble into the gap between the platform and the train. This week from London, we're minding the gap, a big one between rich and poor in this city, with lessons for Britain and the U.S. Yesterday, it was the billionaires and their super fancy wine. Today, we travel to the borough of Newham in London's East End to find out how some of the poorest Londoners are being priced out of their hometown. Marketplace's Stephen Beard filed this report.
Welcome to our demonstration. Welcome to our act of defiance and rebellion.
This weekly protest was inspired by the plight of 29 single mothers on welfare threatened with exile from their own city. 20-year-old Samantha Joanne Middleton among them. She had her baby in a hostel for the homeless in Newham. Then she says she was told she'd have to seek accommodation well outside London, where the rents are cheaper.
They're trying to move me away from my family. I mean, I'm born and bred. My mum's and my dad's from Newham. Their family's from Newham. Do you know what I mean? It's not right. It really ain't right.
Samantha became homeless after a domestic dispute. The same for 19-year-old Jasmine Stone. And she claims she too was told by the local authority that even though she was born and brought up in Newham, she's now too poor to live here.
East London was initially a place for the poor, but it's not anymore. Like, you see so many luxury apartments everywhere. The rents are so expensive. London's being made a place for just rich people.
Samantha Middleton's unhappy that many of those new luxury apartments have been sold off plan to rich foreign investors.
We're the minority of London now. Do you know what I mean? Londoners do not live in London anymore.
How many homes have they built? That's why you're seeing them evicting people and sending them halfway across the country.
Campaigners say London's poor are being squeezed out by a severe shortage of affordable housing. Dave Morris runs a residents' association in North London. He blames an influx of high-end real estate developers for pricing local people out of the city. But he says the backlash is beginning.
We are not going to accept people from outside whose only interest is money and pushing everyone else out of the way. I think people are getting angrier and angrier.
Back at the protest in Newham, Samantha is performing a rather forlorn karaoke with Jesse J's hit Price Tag with some new lyrics. It's not about the money, 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 she sings. We don't want your money, we just want to stay in London.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't want your money, money, money. We just want to stay in London.
In the East End of London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.